SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the festival at Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
Well, we continue on with the third game on tap. It is five-game schedule slated here at Cal Senior's Yard on the Ripken Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland, 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. And hi again, everybody. My name is Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin, and the Harford County team from nearby Hickory, Maryland. We'll try to increase this record to 3-0. They're taking on the Midwest Plains team from Denver, Colorado. And Harford County in the Group B bracket is on top with a 2-0 record. And yesterday they defeated Homewood, Illinois by the score of 8-1. Midwest Plains had played one game already. And they were also victorious as well, as they are looking to increase their record to 2-0 and to try to give Harford County their first loss in this Cal Ripken World Series. Harford County also played in the introductory game last Friday night, August the 9th, and they won the ball game by a score of 5-1 as Colton Noble pitched a very good ball game, going the distance against Mid-Atlantic. In fact, he also helped his own cause with a two-run double and a four-run third, as Harford County won the first game and then won yesterday by the score of 8-1. In the meantime, we do have some games that already had taken place. Earlier today, in the first game, the Dominican Republic came back with two runs in the bottom half of the sixth inning and defeated New Zealand by the score of 7-6. And not too long ago, in the game you heard on SFNSports.net, Channel 1, Puerto Rico, with four runs to the bottom of fourth, they went up by 10 runs over Canada. And because of the 10-run rule and the game had gone more than three innings, Puerto Rico won the game by a score of 3-0 in one of the International League brackets. They're on top at 3-0, while Canada falls to 0-3. So, pleasant day continues. The sun trying to break through. Much of the day had been cloudy here in Aberdeen, Maryland. A 55-minute drive north of downtown Baltimore along I-95. So, one by one, the Harford County team being introduced, while the Midwest Plain team is also introduced as well. The starting pitchers in the ball game, it'll be Lucas Quesada going for the Midwest Plains team. And for Harford County, it will be Hunter Wright, who also has seen action at first base. So when we do get back, we will have the starting lineups along with the national anthem and the code of conduct as we continue on with the pregame show. You are listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
And the national anthem here at Cal Seniors Yard. They'll have had a little trouble with the mic, and hopefully they'll get straightened out as the code of conduct reading will take place in a moment.
Reading the Babe Ruth Sportsmanship Code this afternoon and representing Midwest Plains. Representing Midwest Plains is number 6, Andrew Poole.
Develop a strong, clean, healthy body, mind, and soul. Develop a strong urge for sportsmanlike conduct. Develop understanding for and respect for the rules. Develop courage in defeat, tolerance and modesty in victory. Develop control over emotions and speech. Develop spirit of cooperation and team play. Develop into real, true citizens.
Nice job by Andrew Poole of the Midwest Plains team, and had a little trouble there with the microphone during the national anthem, but still a great job by the gentleman who sang it, and a good job by Andrew Poole, who's not in the starting lineup today. So here are the starting lineups and batting order for today's game. First, for the Midwest Plains team from Denver, Colorado, it'll be Caleb Monroe in left field to lead things off. Nate Dingus will be in center field. He'll bat second. Jack Mihalik will be the catcher, and he'll bat third. Blake Beauchesne will be at third base batting cleanup. Jacob Thompson, the shortstop, will hit fifth. Fisher Mahoney at second base will bat sixth. Batting seventh, the pitcher Lucas Quezada. Batting eighth, at first base, Aiden Flores. The extra hitter Keegan Feely will bat ninth, and Campbell Thurman, the right fielder, will bat tenth. For the Harford County team here at Maryland, it'll be the left-hand second baseman need to lead things off. Phil Winfield will be in left field, and he'll bat second. Hunter Wright, the pitcher, will bat third. Cotton Noble will be at first base, and he'll bat cleanup. Of course, he was the winning pitcher last Friday when Harford County won over Mid-Atlantic of Bear, Delaware by the score of 5-1. Bobby Duffy will be at third base. He'll bat fifth. Tyler Leach, the catcher, will hit sixth. Tyler Schimming and right field will hit sixth. The extra hitter, Andrew Rickard, will bat seventh. Or check that, batting eighth. Batting ninth will be the shortstop, Grant Dumel. And the center fielder, Ryan Ishak, will bat in the number 10 hole. James Perkins is the umpire. Along the bases, along with David Gaber and Kenny Pennington, will be the umpire calling balls and strikes. So Midwest Plains has taken the field with Luis Quezada, a right-hander, on the mound. Harvard County will be the visiting team, and the defense for Midwest Plains, Aiden Flores, is at first. Fisher Mahoney is playing second. Jacob Thompson will be at shortstop, and Blake Beauchesne will be at third. Out in left field, Caleb Monroe. Nate Dingus will be in center. Campbell Thurman is around at right. Jack Mihalik is behind the plate, and Lucas Quezada is on the mound, a right-hander throwing a fastball, a changeup, and a slider. Harvard County, where the orange uniforms trim with blue, white pants, and the Midwest Plains team from Denver, Colorado, in the road blue trim with red, blue cap, and gray pants as well. The dimensions of this ballpark, 215 down the left field line, 263 to straightaway center, and 205 down the right field line. The outfield wall is 8 feet high down the left field line to right field, and then in the right field corner, it's 16 feet high, so you really have to have a lot of altitude and a poke to hit one out here at Cal Senior's Yard, with grass berm behind the outfield walls and beyond the right field wall, the Marriott Hotel, which is built similar to Camden Yards at Oriole Park, where the Baltimore Orioles play. And we're just about ready to play ball as Garrett McElhenney, the second baseman, will lead things off against Lucas Quezada. Open stance bending, left-handed Quezada with his first pitch of the game. Fastball against the inside corner, taken for a strike, and we are underway. It'll be Garrett McElhenney, left fielder Phil Winfield, and the pitcher Hunter Wright here at the top of the first inning. And the pitch and a swing and a foul ball back and out of play in the count of 1-2. In the Group B bracket, Harvard County on top at 2-0, followed by Midwest Plains, they're 1-0, and Southeast is 1-0, Ohio Valley 0-2, and Mid-Atlantic 0-2. The outfield to right, the next pitch, fastball off the outside corner, one ball, two strikes. Midwest Plains beat Ohio Valley last Saturday 12-5. Now the next pitch coming, and a half swing, ground ball to short, tricky hop, and then taken and bobbled by Thompson. He will not have a play. And McElhenney is aboard, E6. So Harvard County has the leadoff man on here in the top of the first inning. And with no one out, the left fielder Phil Winfield will step in. Phil Winfield batting right-handed. Righty against righty. Moving in at third is Beauchesne as the right-hander Quezada comes set, and he deals. Runner goes, and it's low and away for a ball. No throw, as McElhenney steals second uncontested. So the count 1-0 to Winfield with McElhenney on second. No one out, top of the first inning. We are just underway from Cal Senior's Yard. And now trying to go to third is McElhenney to throw to third, and he's in there. So on two pitches, McElhenney steals two bases, going from first to second and now second to third. Good heads-up base running. Must have found something in Quesada's delivery. The infield still back. And the next pitch coming, fastball, take it outside for a ball. Three balls, no strikes to count. On deck, Hunter Wright, the pitcher. Outfield straight away, the 3-0 offering, inside at high, ball four, and Winfield draws a walk. And Harford County has runners at the corners with nobody out in the top of the first inning. And now Hunter Wright will step into bat for the first time. Left-hand batter. Hunter Wright, wearing number 13, taking a couple of practice swings. Harvard County also wears an orange cap. As the infield is back looking for two, they are willing to give up a run. And now the runner goes from first to second. Pitch taken for a ball, and now a pickoff attempt at third, not in time. And Winfield steals second base. Three stolen bases for Harvard County here in the top of the first inning. As the pitch is taken for ball one, 1-0 on Wright. Now a chance with two runs batted in should he get a base hit. And takes the fastball high and away, and it's 2-0. Halfway in at first is Forrest. The pitch, fastball, swing and a miss. Quezada kept it away for the left-hand batter. Two balls, one strike on right. Cotton Noble, the first baseman, waiting on deck. Now the next pitch, fastball, taken for a strike in the inside corner. 2-2, and Lucas Quezada working very quickly out there. Right, a big Orioles fan. H-Dog is his nickname, and the 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and he's still alive at 2-2. He enjoys eating crabs. I mean, what Marylander doesn't? And his favorite player, Chris Davis, slugging first baseman who belted more than 50 homers for the Orioles last year. Runners lead at second and third, the 2-2. Breaking ball, taken down low, full count 3-2. Walk here will load the bases. Harvard County had the first two men on without the benefit of a hit. McElhenney leads away at third, on at second. Winfield, the stretch, payoff pitch. Inside corner for a call, strike three. Right caught looking. And a big strikeout for Quisado, his first of the ball game. One away. Here's the first baseman, Cotton Noble, will step in. So Noble, batting right-handed, takes a strike at the count 0-1. He knocked in a pair of runs in the 5-1 win over Mid-Atlantic last Friday and pitched a really good ball game. He's playing first base in this game. Next pitch on the outside corner for a strike, and quickly nothing and two. And Quisada seems to be settling down. Immediately 0-2 on Noble, hoping for at least a fly. The delivery, fastball, and that's taken high and outside, 1-2. Bobby Duffy, the third baseman on deck. Now Quisada holds the set. The pitch to Noble. There's a fly ball to right field and deep. And that ball's going. It is one hop off the wall. McElhenney in to score. Rounding third and heading home is Winfield. He comes in to score. Pulling it at second with a double is Noble. And just like that, Harvard County has a quick 2-0 lead. So Noble hit it deep to right field. Campbell Thurman went back, but that ball sailed over his head. One hop off the wall. No chance to get either McElhenney or Winfield, who scored from third and second, respectively. So with a runner at second, one out, the hitter is the third baseman, Bobby Duffy. Left-hand batter takes the strike in the count of 1-1. Wherever you might be listening to the Cal Ripken World Series, we welcome you aboard. The pitch, drive into left field. It's going to fall for a base hit. Rounding third, and now heading home is Noble. The throw not in time. Throw to second on the bounce not in time. The ball goes into shallow center field. Backed up by the center fielder, Dinges. So Duffy lines the base hit to left center as Noble comes in to score. And the throw to second on a bounce not in time. As Duffy takes second on the throw, he picks up a run, batted in, and it's a quick three spot for Harford County. They lead 3-0, top of the first inning. Tyler Leach is the hitter, right hand hitting catcher, takes a pitch up high for ball one. Now the delivery, slice foul to the right side and out of play. 1-1 the count on Leach. The old saying, sometimes hit him where they ain't. Try to hit it in an area where the outfielders can't catch him. Bobby Duffy, the runner at second. One out, three runs in. Top of the first inning, Harford County with a 3-0 lead over Midwest Plains, the team from Denver, Colorado. Now the shortstop, Thompson creeping toward the back in second. Quisada's ready. He delivers, and the fastball is taken up high, and the count goes to 2-1. Tyler Leach standing halfway in the box. The 2-1 pitch. Low and outside. 3-1. Tyler Shimming, the right fielder, waiting on deck. Tyler Leach's favorite player is Manny Machado of the Orioles. Fine young third baseman. Takes a breaking ball. Low and outside. And he walks. Ball four. And for Quisada, that's the second walk he has allowed. So Duffy holds it second. Leach on first with one man out, and Tyler Shimming will step in. And time is called. Manager Justin Dinges of the Midwest Plains team from Denver, Colorado, going out to try to settle down young Lucas Quisada. All week, the best youth baseball players from around the world are playing for a spot in championship weekend. On Friday, August 15th, championship weekend coverage kicks off with the U.S. Championship at 5 p.m., followed by the International Championship at 7:30 p.m. Then we will broadcast the World Championship Saturday starting at 6:45 p.m. Get the scheduled scores and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfnsports.net. Tyler Schimming takes a strike call on the outside corner, nothing and one. Schimming is the right-hand batter. Now the runners lead at first and second. The delivery, breaking ball taken on the outside corner. And a two-strike count on the Harvard County right fielder. Harvard County has stolen three bases in this inning. They are really getting to Quesada a bit as the 0-2 pitch is a weight pitch outside, taken for a ball. Fastball missing, one and two. The outfield remains straight away. 1-2 offering, low and outside, and that gets away from the catcher, Jack Bicklek, and the runners move up. So Bobby Duffy advances to third, and Leach goes to second on the wild pitch. Runners at second and third for Harvard County. In the top of the first inning, they have a chance to increase their 3-0 lead right now. And the 2-2 offering, there's a foul ball hit to the right side and in the seats, and the count remains at ball two and strike two on Tyler Schimming. On deck, the extra hitter, Andrew Rickard. So both teams elected to go with the 10-man option, and the pitch and a swing and a miss. He struck it out. Schimming goes down on strikes. 2 minutes away, and for Lucas Quesada, that is his second strikeout. Andrew Rickard will be the hitter. Rickard, a big Yankees fan, enjoys chicken a la king. So he's digging in right now with runners at second and third and 2 minutes away. 3-0 Harvard County still batting. Top of the first, Quesada delivers. Slider taken low and away, ball one. Russell Metz is the manager of the Harvard County team. Of course, we are in Harvard County. Aberdeen, Maryland, the 1-0 pitch. And the breaking ball taken low and outside, ball two, 2-0. Garrett McElhenney started by reaching on an error, then stole second, then stole third. Winfield walked, then he stole second after Wright struck out. Cotton Noble came through with a two-run double to right, and the next pitch is low and away, and it gets away from the catcher, Bicklek, and the flip to Quesada covering home plate. It's not in time, so Bobby Duffy scores on the wild pitch, second in the inning for Quesada, and Leach goes over to third, and immediately Harvard County has jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Bobby Duffy got an RBI single that scored Noble from second base. And the pitch to Rickard is taken for a strike, so he took it all the way. The count goes to 3-1. Duffy took second on the throw, went to third on a wild pitch. Leach had walked. And in the same wild pitch, he went to second. Schimming struck out, and now Duffy scored on a wild pitch. And the pitch, and that is taken down low, ball four. And Rickard draws a walk. And that's the third walk that Lucas Quesada has allowed here in the first inning. Runners at the corners for Harvard County. 2 minutes away, they lead 4-0. And Grant Dumel will step in to hit. Dumel, the shortstop and a right-hand batter. He's digging in with the outfield straight away, infield back deep. Here comes the pitch. And it's a strike call on the inside corner, nothing and one. Dumel's proud of his academic achievements and also a big J.J. Hardy fan, the Orioles shortstop. Now the runner goes from first to second. Pitch taken for a strike. No, he went around. And a pickoff play at third. And it is low, and it gets away from the third baseman, Hushain. And coming in to score is Leach. And now it's a 5-0 lead. The count is 0-2. Now the kick of the delivery way outside the low, and that gets away from the catcher, Mikulek, who's really had a difficult time with those low pitches, but he was able to back up on the play. And holding at third base now is Rickard after he advanced on the original wild pitch, and the count to Dumoulin is 1-2. And now the stretch and the 1-2 delivery. Ground ball hit to second, taken on a hop by Mahoney, and the play to first is in time to Flores. Play goes 4-3, and the side is retired. And in the first inning for Harvard County, they pick up 5 runs. There were 2 hits. There was 1 miscue. There were 3 walks and 1 left on. And the score at the end of one half inning of play from Cal Ripken Stadium, Cal Seniors Yard, it is Harvard County 5 and Midwest Plains coming to bat. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series at sfnsports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Harvard County with a click 5-0 lead as Midwest Plains will come to bat in the bottom half of the first inning defensively for Harford County. Cotton Noble is at first. Garrett McElhenney is at second. Grant Dumel is at shortstop, and Bobby Duffy is at third. Out in left field, Phil Winfield. Ryan Ishak is in center. Tyler Schimming is around in right. Tyler Leach is behind the plate, and Hunter Wright is on the mound. He'll be working to Caleb Monroe, the left fielder, who will lead it off for the Midwest Plains team from Denver, Colorado, in the last of the first inning. Rough first inning for Luis Quesada, as he uncorked a few wild pitches and walked 3. Gave up a couple of hits, and Harvard County leads 5-0. Lefty against lefty, Wright's first pitch. And the fastball misses inside for ball 1. 1-0 the count. Now the left-hander winds to the pitch on the way. Breaking ball taken for a called strike, and the count will even up at 1-1. It'll be Caleb Monroe, Nat Dinges, and Jack Mahalik here in the third inning, and the pitch, and it's hit foul to the third base side, and out of play. 1-2, I should say. Nate Dinges, rather. The outfield a bit toward the right. Left-hander right looks into Leach for the sign, and he's ready. Herky-jerky motion, the delivery. Hit on the ground slowly. Wanted the bag at first, taken by the first baseman Noble, and he flips on to Wright, who's covering. And Monroe is out on a 3-1 putout, one away. And the center fielder, Nate Dinges, will step in. He is a right-hand batter. Now the left-hander winds up, punt deals. Ground ball hit through the right side. Right fielder Schimming coming in, hoping for a play at the first, and the throw is in time. It's a very shallow right field, so it went through the hole between first and second. Schimming, the right fielder, came on. Flipped on to Noble, and the play goes 9-3. And there are 2 set aside at the bottom half for the first. Harvard County leading 5-0, and the catcher, Jack Mihalik, will step in. He is a right-hand batter, couple of golf swings. The left-hander winds and delivers, and a chopper toward the middle. Diving to his left, the shortstop, Dumel. He can't get it. Base hit going out into center field. He shot up with it. He'll play it back in, and Nicolette has a two-out single for Midwest Plains here in the top of the first inning. And now the third baseman, Blake Boshang, will step in. Second left-hand batter of the inning, Boshang digging in. And Wright delivers in the curveball. A good backdoor curve, and it's over across the letters. So strike call in the count 0-1. Outfield plays for the left-hand batter to pull toward right. The infield back deep. Next pitch coming. Slider low and outside. A good stop by the catcher, Leach. 1-1 the count. On deck, Jacob Thompson, the shortstop. So McCallick leads away at first with two down. And the next pitch in the slider is taken low and outside. Two consecutive sliders thrown by Hunter Wright, and now he's behind on Boshane at 2-1. Boshane, a big Colorado Rockies fan. The pitch hit high in the air to right field. Tyler Schimming moves in. He's under it, and he has it, and the side's retired. So in the bottom half of the first inning for the Midwest Plains team from Denver. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left at the end of one. From Cal Seniors Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland, it is Harford County 5 and Midwest Plains nothing. And this is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Don't forget, there will be two more games on tap here at Cal Seniors Yard. And it will be Australia taking on the Republic of Korea at 5:30, and later on today, Japan will take on Mexico, and Rob Dawson will have the play-by-play for those two games. You'll hear it right here on SFNSports.net, Channel 1. And the top of the second inning just gets underway. Ryan Eshak, the center fielder, leads things off. Takes a strike from Lucas Quesada in the count 1-1. 10, 1-2 batters, two up for Harford County. And the top of the second, the 0-1 pitch is taken for a strike, again on the outside portion of the plate, and quickly Eshak in an 0-2 hole. In a third, Boshane, the 0-2 delivery, slider low and outside, 1-2. Garrett McElhenney is the on-deck batter. He ignited the 5-run rally when he reached on an error back in the first inning. The 1-2 delivery and a bouncer hit to second. Big hop to Mahoney, has it on to first in time to Aiden Flores. And Eshak is retired on a 4-3 put-up. One away, back to the top of the order. And the second baseman, Garrett McElhenney, will step in. He reached on an error, stole second, then he stole third. And he came in to score along with Phil Winfield on a 2-run double by Cotton Noble that gave Harford County a 2-0 lead. They would add 3 more runs in the first and now lead 5-0 here in the second. Now the right-hander Quesada has to sign. He's into the motion and the pitch. And bluffing the butt is McElhenney. Takes it outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Open stance, batting left-handed. Moving next to the bag at third is Blake Pochain. The delivery, swing and a foul ball back and out of play. One ball, one strike. McElhenney, a left-hand second baseman. I mean, he's a left-hand batter, but he fields the ball while throwing left-handed. Don't see that happen too often at second. The pitch and a ground ball and over the bag at third. A fair ball down the left field line going into the corner. Monroe's after the ball. Racing to second is McElhenney. And he'll be able to make it as the throw gets back into third. So Garen McElhenney reaches base for the second time in this game with a double down the left field line that went over the bag at third. As McElhenney went with the pitch away from him. And he picks up Harford County's third hit of the ball game. He's on at second with one away, and the left fielder, Phil Winfield, will step in. He walks still a base and scored in the first inning. The delivery, fastball taken inside, and the count 1-0. Phil bending at the plate. Second baseman, Fisher Mahoney, creeps toward the bag at second. Quisada ready. He delivers. Breaking ball catches the inside corner. One ball, one strike. The center fielder, Nate Dingus, is shaded toward left center. Against the right-hand batter, Quisada's ready. And a bluff toward second and diving back without a throw is McElhenney as the shortstop, Jacob Thompson, gets set to cover short second base. Now the stretch. The 1-1 delivery. Runner goes. Pitch is taken for a ball to throw to third. Not in time. The third stolen base for Garrett McElhenney. Pitch is taken for a ball. 2-1 is the count to Winfield. Infield still back. The 2-1 pitch swing and a foul ball back and out of play. 2-2 the count. Posada trying to fight control issues, and now he deals. Slider low and outside for a ball. Full count 3-2. Posada had walked three batters in the first inning, although he also struck out two batters. And the pitch, ground ball to short, diving to his left. Thompson, nice play, honesty, throw to first, and it's not in time. And a run comes in, but a great play by Thompson, diving to his left and short. And the throw to first is a little bit late. An infield hit for Winfield. So the stolen base pays off as McElhenney scores from third. It's a 6-0 lead for Harford County here in the second inning. Now here's Hunter Wright batting for the second time. Left-hand batter. He took a called third strike in inning number one. Left-hand batter. The outfield a bit toward the right. Wind picking up, blowing from center field toward home plate as Quisada stretches. Throw to first and a pickoff attempt. It's run away and it goes into right field. And now going to second base on the throwing error is Phil Winfield, E1. So Quisada tried to pick him off and he threw it away. So Winfield is on at second. One man out. And the delivery and a swing and a miss. Big cut by right at the plate, and the count is 0-1. The stretch, Posada deals. The breaking ball low and inside, 1-1. Young man seems to be rushing his delivery a little bit and working too fast. Hoping he can settle down as the 1-1 pitch is hit foul to the third base side and out of play, and it's 1-2. We're just in the second inning, but already Harford County has a 6-0 lead over the Midwest Plains team from Denver, Colorado. Halfway in at third, Blake Pochain. Posada stretches and spins, bluffs towards second, but diving back is Winfield. Yet I marvel the great diving stop by Thompson at short, even though he could not get Winfield who's now on at second base. Spin, pick up play at second. They got him caught in the rundown. Mahoney now flips on to the third baseman, Boucher, chasing the runner back to second, and now Quesada chasing him. Quesada now will flip on to the shortstop, Thompson, and they got him in a rundown between second and third. So the play goes one, two, six, to four, to one, to five. And that is out number two here in the second inning. And now the manager for Denver is going out to have a word with his team. And now the conference is over. Count is one ball and two strikes to right. The two men out. The outfield toward the right. Infield spread out. The pitch low for a ball. And it's two balls and two strikes. Cotton Noble, the first baseman on deck. Here's the 2-2, and it's inside and low, and it's full of 3-2. Two hits in the inning for Harvard County. That's a ground ball to short. Fielded by Thompson, throw to first in time to Flores. And that'll retire the side. But Harvard County picks up a run here in the second inning. There were two hits, one error, and no one left on base. And the score in the middle of the second from Cal Senior's yard, it is Harvard County 6 and Midwest Plains nothing. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at sfmsports.net.
Last half of the second inning, Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin. And Harvard County with five runs in the first, run in the top half of the inning, and it's a 6-0 lead for the team here at Maryland, as Midwest Plains will have the shortstop, Jacob Thompson, to lead it off against Hunter Wright, who allowed one hit in the first inning. Jacob Thompson making a good effort on the diving stop on that ground ball hit to short by Phil Winfield, even though Thompson was not able to throw out Winfield. But what range he showed, and the right-hand batter from Colorado will step in to lead things off. He will be followed by the second baseman, Fisher Mahoney, and the pitcher, Luis Quesada. Thompson with a few practice swings. Bobby Duffy is almost even with the bag at third. The rest of the infield is back deep. Hunter Wright studies the target. Left-hander winds up, and his first pitch of the inning. The fastball is over. Strike one call. Try to keep you abreast of what's happening over at Nationals Field. And the kick in the 0-1 delivery, low and inside. One ball, one strike. Sun had broken through for a second, but it's overcast here in Aberdeen, Maryland, but no threat of rain. The 1-1 pitch and a swing and a miss. Good fastball away from the right-hand batter. Thompson behind on a one-ball, two-strike count. Duffy halfway in the third. The left-hander right studies the target from Leach. He kicks and deals. Swung on, popped up. Along the first base side at foul ground, the first baseman Noble is right there, and he has it. One out. Now the second baseman, Fisher Mahoney, will step in. Mahoney batting on the right-hand side. Slightly open stance. The pitch and the fastball is high and outside. It's a ball 1-0. West Raleigh, North Carolina, the Southeast Region team leading Homewood, Illinois. Team from the Ohio Valley by the score of 10-1. That's in the top of the third from Nationals Field. You can hear that game on SFNSports.net, Channel 2. As the pitch is swung on and fell back, and the count is even at 1-1 on the Midwest played second baseman, Fisher Mahoney. 6-0 in favor of Harvard County. Midwest Plains batting in the bottom half of the second. The outfield a bit toward the right. The windup and the pitch by Wright and a soft line drive in the right field. A base hit. Moving to his left is shimming the right fielder. His throw to first, still not in time. So a one-out single for Mahoney here in the bottom half of the second. Good effort by shimming. But Mahoney was able to get to first before the throw came in to Cotton Noble at first. And for Midwest Plains, that is their second hit of the ballgame. Lucas Quesada, the pitcher stepping in, left-hand batter. Holding it set his right, looks over to first, and the pitch to Lucas. Swing at a miss, strike one. Starting him off with a curveball. Now field remains toward the right for the left-hand batter. Holding it set his right, he comes home to the plate. Slider low and outside. Now the ball is dropped and lost by Leach. So that will be a pass ball charge to Leach, enabling Mahoney to go to second once he saw the ball was loose and Leach could not find it. Mahoney took off for second, so he's on at second with one out, one ball, one strike. The count to Quesada. Next pitch coming. Popped up foul. Third base side. Duffy with a play and foul ground. Makes the catch. 2 minutes away. So two foul pop-ups hit by Midwest Plains into second. So Hunter Wright has really shown very good stuff whenever he needs to make a big pitch. And now it will bring up the first baseman, Aiden Flores, right-hand batter. Now the left-hander right has to side. Here's the pitch on the way. Swinging a foul ball back, and that goes out of play. Nothing and one, the count. Earlier today, Prince George County defeated Hanford, California, 9-2. Pickoff play at second, not in time. Mahoney gets back. The Dominican Republic with two runs in the bottom half of the sixth inning came back to defeat New Zealand 7-6. Game you heard here on SFMSports.net, Channel 1, and a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. The Pacific Northwest team from Meridian, Idaho, defeated Danbury, Connecticut of New England 4-3 at Nationals Field. And Puerto Rico defeated Canada 13-3 here at Cal Seniors Yard. The 0-2 pitch is low and inside to Flores, taken for a ball. It's 1-2. On deck, the extra hitter, Keegan Feely. Fisher Mahoney, the runner at second with two outs here in the bottom of the second. Harford County leads 6-0 in the pitch. Ground ball off the glove of Wright. Bounces a short grab by Dumel. The throw to first, he got him. Good play by Dumel. A 1-6-3 play, and that will retire the side. For Midwest Plains in the second, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. And the score at the end of two from Cal Seniors Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland. It's Harford County 6 and Midwest Plains nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Well, we go down to the top of the third inning. Cotton Noble will lead things off, and he takes a pitch for a strike in the outside corner. Now Quesada delivers, and it's low and away for a ball. Now field straight away. Wind up in the delivery, swinging as a drive into right field. Coming on, and making a diving catch going to his left is Campbell Thurman. Beautiful play in right field by the Midwest Plains right fielder, Campbell Thurman. He lunged to his left, caught the ball before it hit the ground, and Noble is robbed of a base hit, and that's the first out here in the top of the third inning. What a play by Thurman. Boy, Midwest Plains showing some good leather in this game. Despite being down 6-0 in the hitter, the third baseman, Bobby Duffy, and takes the pitch low and away for ball one. Singled, knocked in a run, and scored in the first inning his first time up. The pitch to the left-hand batter. Check swing, fastball gets the inside corner, taken for a strike. 1-1 on Duffy. Infield deep and spread out. Quesada ready, he delivers, and the breaking ball is low and away, and it's 2-1. Harvard County, with a win, can increase their record to 3-0. Midwest Plains, 1-0. This is just their second game of the World Series. Pitch gets the outside corner. Take it for a strike. 2-2 on Duffy. Tyler Leach, the catcher, waits on deck. Into the motion, Quesada, the 2-2 offering. Slice foul to the third base side going on the roof, and the count will continue at 2-2. Moving to straightaway center is the center fielder Dingus. Now the 2-2 delivery. Ground ball to short, diving to his left. It's Thompson, nice play. Spins, runner first, and they get him this time. Flores with a good stretch at first. Another good diving stop by Thompson. But he and Campbell Thurman, the T-men, with some great defensive plays here in the third inning. And Bobby Duffy's out. The play goes 6-3. Two men away, and that's three in a row set down by Lucas Quesada. And the catcher, Tyler Leach, will step in. He walked and scored on a wild pitch in the first inning. Now the fastball is taken at the knees for a strike, and the count to Leach is nothing and one. Now the kick. And the 0-1 offering, and it's low and outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Tyler Schimming, the right fielder on deck. Quesada with the 1-1 pitch, and it's low and away on the count 2-1. Quesada seems to be settling down a little bit after a couple of rough innings. He had walked three batters in the first and corked at least a couple of wild pitches. And now he comes back with a changeup on the 2-1 offering and a line drive just beyond the outstretched glove of the shortstop Thompson. Out into left center field for a base hit. Caleb Monroe, the left fielder, charges in. He'll play it back into second, and Leach is on base for the second time. A base hit to left center field. The fifth hit of the ball game for Harford County. Runner at first, one away, or two away, rather, and Tyler Schimming will step in. He struck out his first time up. The delivery, breaking ball, and there's the strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. Now Quesada looks over to first, where Leach leads away. Flores holds him on, and the pitch popped in the air foul to the right side. That will go beyond the seats and out of play. 0-2 the count. Now Quesada makes the 1 second stop. The right-hander kicks the 0-2 delivery. Fastball inside it high, taken for a ball. It's 1-2. Andrew Ricard, the extra hitter, is on deck. Now the next pitch and the fastball taken up high for a ball. 2-2 the count. Quesada's front leg, a little bit of an angle toward first base. He kicks and delivers. Ground ball hit to short. Thompson bobbles the ball. Now he picks up. He has no play, and all hands are safe. Well, after a couple of diving stops, this time Thompson had a routine ground ball hit right to him, and then he bobbles the ball. And that keeps the inning alive for Harvard County as Leach reaches second, and Schimming is on first. An error will be charged to Thompson. The third error committed by the Midwest Plains team in this ball game, two on and two outs. The extra hitter, Andrew Ricard, steps in. He takes a strike and a count 0-1. Ricard had walked his first time up in the first inning. Thompson moves close to the bag at second. He's the shortstop, and Quesada comes back with a slider. And Ricard takes it for a call. Strike two, nothing and two on the extra hitter for Harford County. Holding a set, Quesada. The 0-2, swing of the miss, and Ricard chased the pitch outside for strike three. Side retired. So that is the third strikeout for Quesada. In the third inning for Harvard County, there were no runs. There was a hit, an error, and two left on. At the end of two and a half here at Aberdeen, Maryland, the score, it is still Harvard County 6 and Midwest Plains nothing. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFNSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to sfmsports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app. Just search for SFN Sports Channels 1 and 2 and listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings, Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin. As we head to the home half of the third, Midwest Plains has their work cut out for them. They trail Harvard County by the score of 6-0. Keegan Feely, the extra hitter, will lead off against the left-hander, Hunter Wright. And so far, Wright has allowed 2 hits in this game. He allowed a 2-out single to Jack Mikulek in the first inning, and a one-out single to Fisher Mahoney in the second inning. And here's Keegan Feely stepping in. He bats on the right-hand side. Bobby Duffy backs up a few steps to third. He's off the line. The outfield straight away, not very deep. Left-hander winds up right with the pinch. Breaking ball is taken low and inside for ball one. 1-0. Harvard County getting five runs in the first and a run in the second, leading at 6-0 last of the third. Wright winds up, and he goes back to the plate. Breaking ball taken low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Campbell Thurman on deck, and Caleb Monroe, the left fielder, follows. Pitch is in there for a call strike, and it's 2-1. Boy, Campbell Thurman making a diving catch on a drive hit by Cotton Noble in the top half of the inning. 2-1 delivery. And it's taken inside and low for ball three, 3-1. Ishak, the center fielder, shaded toward right center, a big gap in left center. Although Winfield plays a few steps toward left center, and the 3-1 pitch is sliced foul. It's to the right side and out of play. Full count on the batter, Keegan Feely, at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter Wright has not struck out anybody, nor has he walked anyone, as the 3-2 pitch is fouled off to the right side, and Feely remains alive, with the count being in his favor at 3-2. Wright winds up, and the pitch home. Breaking ball swung on and missed, struck him out. And Hunter Wright picks up his first strikeout. One away, and the right fielder, Campbell Thurman, will step in. Campbell Thurman holding the bat horizontally and up high. And a swing and a miss. Good change of thrown by Hunter Wright in the count 0-1. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Thurman chased one away, and it's 0-2. Thurman is a San Francisco Giants fan, although he's from Denver. Tim Lincecum is his favorite player. And the next pitch coming. One hop and a short, waiting for the hop next to the bag at second. Dubelli has it. On to first in time to Noble, 2 minutes away. Play goes 6-3. 4 in a row retired by Hunter Wright. Back to the top of the order. And Caleb Monroe will be the batter. Monroe bats left-handed. He's a Chicago Cubs fan. Nickname is Skinny, and he certainly is a slender young man. Stuffy moves next to the bag at third, right with the pitch. Slider catches the outside corner. Strike is called, 0-1. 2 minutes away, bottom of the third inning from Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland, and Harford County leads at 6-0. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball low and away. 1-1. So Hunter Wright is pitching away from the left-hand batters, trying to throw the slider and hoping they would chase it. Infield a bit toward the right. And the next pitch, fastball inside. So that time Wright decided to come inside with a fastball. Monroe takes it for a ball. It's 2-1. Matt Dingus, the center fielder, is the on-deck hitter. Here's the windup, the 2-1 delivery. Hit on the ground slowly towards second, coming in, and up with the ball is McElhenney. And the play to first is in time to Noble. And a 1-2-3 inning for Hunter Wright, the first for either side. Three up and three down, nothing across. At the end of three from Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland, it is still Harford County 6 and Midwest Plains from Denver, Colorado, nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
The Harford County shortstop, Grant Dumel, will lead off against Lucas Posada. And he's been in there all the way, and he's allowed 6 runs and 5 hits. Dumel will bat for the second time. He grounded the second his first time up in the first inning. Takes a couple of practice swings and getting ready to step in the batter's box right now as Blake Beauchesne will shorten up at third. The right-hander winds. Quesada delivers home. Slider. And that misses the outside corner. Ball one. 5 of the runs came for Harford County in the first inning. Cotton Noble with a big double to right center. RBI single by Bobby Duffy. And the 1-0 pitch is fouled away to the right side. It's 1-1. Wild pitch also scored another run in that inning. And then Harford County scored on an infield hit by Phil Winfield as next pitch is swung on and missed. And Dumel behind, 1-2. Ryan Eshank, the center fielder on deck. Quesada has fan 3. Now the next pitch grounded right to short. Fielded by Thompson to throw to first in time to Flores. Dumel retired on the 6-3 putout. One away, and Ryan Eshak will step in. He grounded out to second, his first time up in the second inning. That's right-handed. So far, Hunter Wright has really done a nice job for Harford County today. The delivery, slider, taking low and outside, 1-0. Not always easy for these players since these young men are on a big stage for the first time in their baseball careers, normally used to playing in their hometown. And the pitch hit on the ground, wide at first and taken by Flores, and he flipped to first out of time as Quesada did not go to the bag soon enough. And safe at first base is Eshak. That will be an infield hit. One thing you try to do when you're a pitcher, when a ground ball is not hit that hard and it's hit wide of the bag, you just have to hustle over to the bag as soon as you can. And unfortunately for Posada, Eshak beats Posada to the bag at first. Hit number 6 for Harford County off Posada. One out, runner at first, and Garrett McElhinney will step in. Pitch is taken low for a ball. It's 1-0. McElhinney reached on an error. Stole second and third, scored a run the first. He doubled the left and scored in the second inning. The outfield toward the right and the 1-0 delivery. Fastball, and there's the strike on the outside corner. Count to McElhinney is a ball and a strike. He has an open stance. Infield hoping for 2. The next pitch coming, fastball is outside. 3-0. On deck, the left fielder, Phil Winfield. Outfield straight away. 3-0 pitch. Fastball, and it's on the outside corner. Taken for a strike, so McElhinney took it all the way, 3-1. McElhinney with 2 stolen bases in the first. Ground ball to short. And Thompson to Mahoney at second for 1. The throw to first, not in time. So Ishak is retired at second on the 6-4 force out. Tubit away, and the relay to first was not in time as McElhenney was able to beat it out. He reaches on to fielder's choice. And the batter will be the left fielder, Phil Winfield. He'll step in with a runner at first and two down. 6-0 in favor of Harford County. Winfield walks to the base, scored in the first, had an infield hit and knocked it a run in the second, snapped through the first, runner back. Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin. From Cal Senior's Yard on the Ripken Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland. Infield deep and a little bit toward the left for the right-hand batter. Stretch on the throw to first, not in time. The only other Winfield I can think of is Hall of Famer Dave Winfield, who had a long career in the major leagues with mainly the San Diego Padres, New York Yankees. Now the runner goes, pitch taken for a strike, throw to second on the bounce, not in time. Another stolen base for Garrett McElhenney. He now has four in the game. He stole two in the first, stole a base in the second, and now stole a base here in the fourth. Next pitch and a drive into center field. Going back, trying to make a diving effort. It's Dingens. It's off his glove. He can't play it. Goes into right center field. McElhenney will score. Rounding second and heading to third. Now is Winfield. The relay to third. That's not in time as the ball gets past the third baseman, Beauchesne, but backed up by Quesada. And in at third with a triple is Winfield. So McElhenney comes in to score. And the Harford County team now leads by the count of 7-0. Good diving try by Matt Dingies. Racing hard to his left. He tried to make a backhand attempt. It glanced off the heel of his bed. Backed up by Thurman. McElhenney scored, and Thurman with a good relay to Thompson, who threw to third to Beauchesne, but it was not in time. The ball went past him, and Quesada had to back it up. So Winfield on third. 2 minutes away. The pitch to right is taken for a ball. Now the next pitch, hit on the ground, one at first, and it goes out into right field, and here comes Winfield to score another run. On at first with a base hit is Hunter Wright, helping his own cause. He hit it to the right of the first baseman, Flores. He tried to get to it. He couldn't. Fisher Mahoney, the second baseman, dove to his left. He couldn't come up with it. Back-to-back RBI hits by Harford County here in the fourth inning. It's an 8-0 lead for Harford County. And it comes with two men out. Cotton Noble will be the batter, so that's going to be all for Lucas Quesada. So a new pitcher coming on for Midwest Plains. And it's going to be Austin Rolfing. Austin Rolfing will now come on to replace Lucas Quesada. Valiant effort by the young man. Just did not have it today. So Rolfing coming on to do the pitching as Dustin Dingus makes the change right now. So he'll be coming in to face Cotton Noble, who had a two-run double in the first and lined to right field. He was robbed of a base hit on a great diving catch by Campbell Thurman in the third inning. So Midwest Plains is in danger of being close to being down by 10 runs because of the 10-run rule in Babe Ruth League action. So Quesada leaves after going 3 2/3 innings. He allowed 8 runs and also allowing 8 hits. Quesada had walked 3 batters, and he also had fan 2. And Austin Rolfing coming on to do the pitching for Midwest Plains here in the fourth inning. Oh, I beg your pardon, Owen Cardwell is the pitcher. Owen Cardwell, the pitcher for Midwest Plains. Now Cotton Noble will step in. He is a right-hand batter. Cardwell living in for the sign. Right-hander comes set. The delivery. Fastball is taken for a strike. We have a couple of names on hand that had big league names like Winfield, Wright, Duffy, and Cardwell. I think of the late Don Cardwell, who pitched on the 1969 Miracle Mets. Pitch is low, and it goes off the glove of Mikulap. It'll go to the backstop, enabling Wright to go to second. That'll be a pass ball charge to Mikulak. Don Cardwell started his career with the Philadelphia Phillies, then was traded to the Cubs in June of 1960. His first game as a Cub, June 15, 1960 at Wrigley Field. What does he do against St. Louis? He hurls a no-hitter. The 1-1. Pitch is low and outside for a ball. It's 2-1. And later on, pitched on the 1969 Miracle Mets team that upset the Baltimore Orioles. I'm sure people here in Maryland want to forget about that, and I can't blame them. The 2-1 delivery, look out inside. That's off the mid of Mikulak. That goes to the backstop, and that'll send Wright to third, and a wild pitch will be charged to Owen Cardwell. So the count is now 3-1 on Noble. He's 1-for-2. Runner at third with two outs, two runs in. Top of the fourth, Harford County batting, leading at 8-0. The pitch hit on the ground to third. Taken by Beauchesne. The throw to first in time to Flores. 5-3 put outside, retired. But Harford County picks up two runs. There were three hits. No errors and one left on. In the middle of the fourth inning from Count Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland, it is now Harford County 8 and the Midwest Plains team from Denver, Colorado, nothing. We'll be back. You are listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Last half of the fourth inning, I'm Stu Paul along with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin. And Harford County has scored in every inning with the exception of the third inning as they lead Midwest Plains from Denver, Colorado by the score of 8-0. Hunter Ryan still on the mound as he's allowed only two hits in this ball game. He's retired four in a row and six of the last seven batters. And the center fielder, Matt Dingus, will lead it off for Midwest Plains here in the fourth. He'll be followed by the catcher, Jack Mikulak, and the third baseman, Blake Beauchesne, in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The pitch. And Wright starts him off with a fastball, catches the outside corner, calls strike. No balls and one strike on Dingus, who grounded out on a 9-3 play. The right fielder throwing on to first to Noble. Dingus was retired back in the first inning. Pitch to right-hand batter. Swung on, looped toward shallow left center. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Ball cut off in the alley by Ishak, and taking the turn at first and holding is Dingus. So he loops the single in the left center to begin play in the bottom half of the fourth inning. That is only the third hit for Midwest Plains off the starter Hunter Wright, who's still in there. He has had one strikeout so far, and Jack Mikulik will be the batter. He swings, ground ball to short, taken by Duvall to second. There's one, relay to first, not in time. Duvall gets the force at second when he flips on to McElhinney. Tried to get out of the way. The relay to first was a little bit late. Mikulik reaches on the fielder's choice. Play goes 6-4 at second. One away, and the third baseman, Blake Bouchain, will step in. He flies to right field. His first time up in the first. Left-hand batter against the lefty, Bright, who's off the stretch, and he delivers. Slider, low and outside. 1-0, he uses that slider against left-hand batters to make sure that they might have the chance to chase, and some of them have done a good job laying off that pitch. And the toss to first, not in time. Mikulik dives back. 8-0 in favor of Harford County from Maryland. In the bottom of the fourth from Cal Seniors Yard on the Ripken Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland. Duffy next to bag at third. The delivery, changeup swung on and fouled straight back. 1-1 on Bouchain. Outfield is toward the right, and a bluff, and now the throw to first, a good snap throw. Like I thought, Hunter might have just given a little bluff, but then he flipped over to first. Got to do it in one motion, or otherwise you'd be charged with a block. Next pitch coming, hit in the air to left field. Winfield is right there, moves it a few steps, and he has it 2 minutes away. And Jack Mikulik has to hold it first, so it is set aside in the bottom of the fourth. Harford County leading 8-0, and the shortstop, Jacob Thompson, will bat for the second time. He fouled out to the first baseman, Noble, his first time up. Guy's made a couple of diving plays going to his left. I've been impressed with his range. Thompson digging in, batting on the right-hand side, and the left-hander, Wright, goes to the plate. There's a drive in the left field, racing hard to his right. It's Winfield. He can't get it. Falls in for a base hit. And taking the turn at second and stopping there, Mikulik. Throw gets back in toward third. So a looping single to left field by Thompson. And Mikulik is on second. Thompson on first. Second hit in the inning. And the fourth overall for Midwest Plains against Hunter Wright in this game. 2 minutes away, and the second baseman, Fisher Mahoney, will step in. Mahoney, single to right field, his first time up in the second. Takes the pitch for a strike in the count of 1-1. Open stance for Mahoney. Left-hander, Hunter Wright, checks the runner at second. He stretches and delivers. Drive into right field. Jimmy coming out. He'll have to play it on a hop, and now the ball gets past him. It's a base hit. Rounding third and heading home is Mikulik. He'll score. Now heading home is Thompson. Throw to the plate to slide. Safe at home plate. All the way to third goes Mahoney. Should be a base hit and an error charge to Schimming for misplaying the ball in right field. He will pick up one run batted in as Mikulik comes in to score. And the throw to the plate, not in time, as Thompson scores right behind him on the error. So two runs have scored for Midwest Plains here. In the fourth inning, it's now an 8-2 lead for Harford County. The batter, right-hand batter, and that is Owen Cardwell, and he takes the fastball for a ball. And the count 1-0, he came on to relieve Lucas Quesada when Harford County bat in the top of the fourth, and the 1-0 breaking ball taken down low for a ball. And the count goes to 2-0. Two games coming up after this one at 5:30 and 8. And Rob Dawson will relieve me coming out of the bullpen to provide the play-by-play on SFMSports.net Channel 1. And the 2-0 pitch is taken down low, 3-0 the count. It'll be Australia and the Republic of Korea at 5:30, and at 8 o'clock, Japan against Mexico. Japan winning over the Dominican Republic yesterday, 31-0 at Nationals Field. Pitches in there for a strike. Cardwell took it all the way, 3-1. The Dominican Republic played the first game against New Zealand here at Cal Seniors Yard this morning. with the Dominican Republic coming back with two in the bottom of the sixth to win it over New Zealand, 7-6, their first win of the World Series. Pitch is outside and high, ball four. Cardwell walks. That is only the first walk allowed by Hunter Wright. And time is called. Russell Metz, the Harford County manager, going out to the mound. Looks like that Hunter Wright may be tiring a little bit here in the bottom half of the fourth inning, as Midwest Plains has scored twice in the inning to cut the deficit to 8-2. Looks like I think Hunter Wright will be out of the game, and he gets quite a hand and did a very nice job. So, new pitcher coming on. It looks like Andrew Rickard, who was the extra hitter, will now come in to do the pitching. So he replaces Hunter Wright, and he did pitch very well. Young man went 3 2/3 innings. So far he's been charged with two runs, one of them earned. And he has allowed five hits in the game. Three of them have come here in the fourth. He walked only one and struck out one. Pitcher of record on the winning side of an 8-2 score. So Andrew Rickard will try and put out the fire here. And the next scheduled hitter will be the first baseman, Aiden Flores, who was out on a 1-6-3 play back in the second inning. And check some more scores in a moment, as the right-hand hitting Flores is just about ready to get set to step up to the plate for the second time in this ball game. So Rickard finishes with his warm-up. So righty replacing a lefty. Runners at the corners with two men out, and the set by the righty Rickard, and a bluff to a third. Now pickoff play at third as he stepped off the rubber, not in time. Bobby Duffy was playing right next to the bag at third. Well, you're up by six runs. You don't want to do anything to make a bad play that could shrink the lead if you're Harford County, and the pitch and the fastball is low and inside. And the count to Flores is one ball and no strikes. Eight to two in favor of Harford County. Now pickoff play again at third, not in time. Now the next pitch, low for a ball. It's 2-0. Now the kick and the pitch, fastball and the strike in the inside corner, 2-1. Nate Dingus led off with a base hit, was out at second on the 6-4 play. Mikulik reached on the fielder's choice. Now the kick and the delivery by the right-hander. And that is Rickard, and it's outside at low, 3-1. Blake Pushane fly to left, and Jacob Thompson single to left. Mikulik stopped at second. 3-1 delivery, ground ball is hit to short. Dumel has it, goes to second to McElhinney. They get the fourth there on Cardwell, and the side's retired. Fisher Mahoney singled to right to knock it around, but when the ball went past Schimming after he misplayed it, Thompson came in to score. And those were the two runs right there. So, Midwest Plains with two runs as they get on the board here in the fourth. And they picked up a total of three hits. There was a walk, a miscue, and two men left on. And the score at the end of four from Aberdeen, Maryland, it is now Harford County 8 and the Midwest Plains team from Denver, Colorado 2. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Moses Stokes has come on to play shortstop for team from the Midwest Plains as we move along now to the top of the fifth inning, 8-2 in favor of Harford County. The leadoff batter is the third baseman, Bobby Duffy, and he takes a strike call on the outside corner from Owen Cardwell, who came on to relieve of the fourth inning, and the count is 0-1. Now we're in the fifth inning. The pitch, fastball taken outside, one ball, one strike. It will be Bobby Duffy, followed by the catcher, Tyler Leach, and the right fielder, Tyler Schimming. Do it for Harford County in the fifth inning. The infield toward the right, down the windup in the 1-1 delivery. Swung on and tap foul behind the plate. One ball and two strikes. Again, it's still cloudy, but how could anybody complain when there's no humidity? It's just been outstanding. Not only today, but I'm talking about almost the entire summer. I mean, this has just been pleasant. No humidity. Very little steamy weather here in Maryland, and hopefully it's been the case for many of you listening around the country as the fastball is way outside, 2-2. I lived in San Antonio for 10 years. The only thing I felt was 100-degree heat every day. Pitch is low and inside for a ball. 3-2, but it was a dry heat, but still hot. Texas is a very hot state during the summertime. 3-2 pitch, high ball 4. Duffy leads off the fifth inning with a walk. First issued by Owen Cardwell. And Duffy on first with no one out, and the catcher, Tyler Leach, will step in. He walked and scored on a wild pitch in the first and single to left center in the third. Now the throw to first, and it goes off the glove of the first baseman, Flores, but diving back is Bobby Duffy, so he did not attempt to go to second base. As Leach looks down to the third base coach, digs in with a slightly open stance. Now the right-hander, Cardwell, makes the 1 second stop and the pitch on the way. Fastball and a strike call on the inside corner. Nothing and one. Harford County is leading by a score of 8-2. Batting in the top of the fifth inning. Cardwell looks toward first where Duffy leads away. Now the stretch and the pitch. Ground ball hit to first. Taken by Rosie. Bobbles it. And now he has one play and he goes to the bag and assists at first. Had ideas about going to second, but got the sure out. So Leach grounds out to first, one down. Duffy goes to second base. And the battle will be the right fielder, Tyler Schimming, who has struck out and reached under an error. Nothing for two in this game. Hold on, Schimming has been called back, and Austin Rolfing will be the pinch batter. Ron Fing will be the pinch batter. Bats on the right-hand side. Stan Matthew is one of the coaches for Harford County. So Rawling will be the pinch hitter for Schimming. As Duffy leads away at second, he started off the inning with a walk. One man away as Harford County is batting in the top of the fifth inning, leading Midwest Plains by a score of 8-2. The stretch. Spin and a throw towards second. Not in time. Duffy dives back. The shortstop. Duke's near the bag at second. The stretch by Cardwell. And the pitch on the way. Fastball taken inside and high. And the count 1-0. Austin Rolfing pinch hitting. Ortella shimming. It got 0-2 in this game. Now a pickoff play at second. Once more, not in time. Duffy dives back. Very nice, aggressive base running by the Harford County team. And the pitch, and it's low and inside. Two balls and no strikes on the bench batter, Rolfing. 4 stolen bases by Garrett McElhenney. Bluff towards second, but nothing on. Cardwell ready again. The pitch on the way. Breaking ball is on the outside corner. Taken for a strike. 2-1 the count. Once again, Dokes creeping in toward the bag at second. 2-1 delivery. High for a ball. 3-1 the count. Andrew Rickard, the pitcher, is waiting on deck. 5 runs in the first for Harford County. Pitch is low and away. Ball 4, and Rolfing reaches on a walk. Harford County also scored a run in the second and 2 in the fourth. The Midwest Plains team responded with 2 runs of their own in the bottom of the fourth inning, so Cardwell issues his second walk of the inning and the game. Now looks like we got a pinch runner. And it looks like Tyler Shimming will go back and run. He can't come back in the ball game, so Shimming coming back to run after Rolfing pinch hit for him and walked. Rickard has walked, and he has struck out, nothing for 1. Swings as a fly ball, hit into shell right field. Coming in is the right fielder Thurman, and he makes the catch. Looping fly to right, 2 men away, and the runners have to hold at first and second. Stepping into the plate right now is the Harford County shortstop, Grant Dumel. He bounced to second in the first, rounded to short in the fourth, so he has nothing for 2. Getting a little bit darker now, more overcast clouds. But again, no threat of rain, thank goodness. The delivery, breaking ball, there's the strike, and the count 0-1. Last thing you want to see is a delay of any kind. And especially when these young men have traveled from all over the country and all over the world, they don't want to see any delays or postponements or what have you. Now holding a set is Cardwell. Checks the runner at second. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Look out. High and tight. The net gets away from the catcher, McCulloch. And the runners will move up. That'll be a wild pitch. Rickard had to hit the dirt. And now there are runners at second and third for Harford County with 2 outs in the fifth inning. Harford County with a chance to try to answer back after Midwest Plains got on the board with a pair of runs in the home half of the fourth. 8-2 Harford County. Runners at second and third with 2 men away in the top of the fifth inning. Time called. And Dumel will step out. Now he steps back in. Now time called again. Now the windup and the 1-1. There's a chopper to third. Taken by Boucher. Throws on to first in time to Florence. 6-3 put out, and that'll retire the side. So for Harford County in the fifth, no runs, no hits, no errors, 2 walks and 2 left. And Harford County has traded 6 runners on base, but after 4.5 from Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland, Harford County still leads Midwest Plains by the score of 8-2. We're back after this. So you are listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hunter Wright is playing first base. And a new catcher for Harvard County, as Aiden Flores will now be behind the plate. And we go to the last of the fifth inning, 8-2 in favor of Harvard County. And the pitch thrown by Rickard here in the fifth inning to the leadoff batter, Keegan Feely, and he takes the fastball for a strike in the count 0-1. Feely struck out his first time up, and the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1 on the extra hitter for Midwest Plains. Team from Denver, Colorado. Halfway into third is Bobby Duffy. The outfield straight away. Now holding his set is Rickard. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That ball dipped at the plate. And Feely is behind. 1-2. Eight to two. Harford County with the lead. Bottom of the fifth inning. Next pitch coming. There's a slow bouncer hit to a third foul ball. Still 1-2. Campbell Thurman, the right fielder, waiting on deck. And then the left fielder, Caleb Monroe, will follow as we go to the top of the order after Thurman for Midwest Plains in the home half of the fifth inning. The only two runs they got was in the fourth. The pitch, fastball way outside and high. Ball two, 2-2. RBI single by Fisher Mahoney. And then an error by the right fielder Shimming enabled Jacob Thompson to score. Chopper right to first, taken by Wright. He will race to the bag himself to retire Feely. One away, and Feely is now 0-2. Here's Campbell Thurman stepping in. He grounded out his first time up in the third inning. Right-hand batter. Ken Pennington, the plate umpire, dusting off home plate right now. Well, Thurman, who made a great catch early in this game, digs in and takes the fastball way inside it high. 1-0 on Thurman. The outfield deep and a little bit toward the right for the right-hand batter. Holds the bat up high horizontally. Out of the stretch is Rickard. He delivers. Breaking ball, taken low and outside. It's 2-0. Now the right-hander is at the belt. Rickard with a 2-0. Soft line drive in the right center, a base hit. Ball picked up by the center field. Ishak, he'll play it back in. Good effort by Garrett McElhenney as he leaped for the ball but couldn't get to it. So Thurman reaches with a one-out single to right center field. That is the sixth hit of the ball game for Midwest Plains this afternoon. Runner at first with one out, back to the top of the order. Left fielder Caleb Gimble will step in. Oh, actually Moses Dokes is the batter. Throw to first, runner back. The stretch of the delivery. Fastball taken for a strike in the count 0-1. Now Rickard looking over to first. Campbell Thurman leads the way there. Here's the stretch in the delivery. Breaky ball and a strike on the outside corner. No balls and 2. Hunter Wright started the ball game and did a pretty good job. Lasting 3 2/3 innings. Giving up 2 runs. One of them earned on 5 hits. Walked 1, struck out 1. Playing first base now for Harvard County. Breaking ball taken down low by Dokes, 1-2. Ishak still shaded toward right center. Rickard checks to runner at first. He stretches 1-2 delivery. Fastball taken way on outside. 2-2 the count. On deck, the center fielder, Nate Dinges. Harvard County is leading by a score of 8-2. Bottom of the fifth inning, the pitch low for a ball. Now they count as full at 3-2. Here's the stretch and the throw to first runner back. Harvard County 2-0. Won last night over Homewood, Illinois by the score of 8-1. Winning Friday night over the Mid-Atlantic team 5-1. Runner goes. Throw to second, but that's ball four anyway. And Dilks reaches first on a walk. Thurman advances to second. Second walk allowed by Rickard in this game. And with two on and one out, Nate Dinges will bat for the third time. He singled this last time up and also grounded out on a 9-3 play and pulls one foul to the third base side. 0-1 the count. So Thurman goes back to second. Dokes going back to first. On the right, playing at the bag at first, holding the runner on. Here's the stretch. The pitch. There's a fly ball hit to left field. Winfield going to his right. He'll settle under it. And he has it 2 minutes away. So Dinges now 1-for-3 as he skies out to Phil Winfield in left. Two on and 2 men out. And the batter will be Jack Mikulek, who's now the extra hitter. Had been the catcher. Singled to center in the first inning. And also reached on the fielder's choice and scored in the fourth. So the first runner back. Second baseman Garrett McElhenney playing at the bag at second, where Thurman leads away. Pickoff play at second, although it was not thrown to the bag, not in time. Rickard threw it right to McElhenney as Thurman got back. And the pitch, fastball, and it's inside it. It hits the batter, Mikulek, so he's awarded first base, and now Midwest Plains with the bases loaded, their biggest threat of the ball game as Thurman goes to third. Dokes down to second, and Mikulek on at first. The bases are full of Midwest Plains hitters. 2 men out, 8-2 in favor of Harvard County in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now the third baseman, Blake Boucher, will try to do something here to get his team back in the ball game. Open stance, batting left-handed. Been up twice and flied out both times. Pitches inside and low for a ball. Fastball missing, 1-0. Boucher flied to right in the first inning and got out to left field in the fourth. Infield a bit toward the right, the outfield toward the right, the stretch, the delivery, and the pitch is taken for a call strike. 1 ball, 1 strike, and Boucher. Boy, if he could really get hold of one, that he can put his team back in the ball game. With two outs, I'm sure he's thinking just one thing, a base hit. Pitch popped up. Looks like it may be playable. Duffy, the third baseman in front of the dugout's got it. A foul ball, and he catches the ball. Foul ground, and a good job by Rickard to get out of trouble here in the fifth inning. Midwest Plains had the bases loaded but failed to score. No runs, one hit. There was a walk, a hit batter, no errors, and three left on. So at the end of five, from Cal Cedars Yard, it is 8-2 in favor of Harvard County. We'll be back. This is the Cal Ripken World Series for 2014 on SFNSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention it's free?
That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Sixth inning coming up. Harford County will bat against the new pitcher, Andrew Poole, who read the code of conduct. Taking the plings for Owen Cardwell. He won two innings, gave up two runs on three hits. Walked two and did not strike out a batter. Ryan Eshak, the center fielder for Harford County, will lead off against Andrew Poole. He becomes the third pitcher used in this game by the Midwest Plains team from Denver, Colorado. Depending how long this game's go, don't forget at 5:30, we will have another game, the fourth game on tap here at Cal Seniors Yard. It'll be Australia and the Republic of Korea at 5:30, then at 8 o'clock, Japan and Mexico, right here at Cal Seniors Yard. Rob Dawson will have the action for you with the first pitch at 5:30 and 8 o'clock respectively, preceded by a 10-minute pregame show. You can hear it all on SFMSports.net Channel 1, which is what you're hearing right now. So, Ryan Eshak will be followed by the second baseman, Garrett McElhinney, and the left fielder, Phil Winfield, here in the sixth inning. The outfield straight away, Eshak has grounded out and had an infield hit. The windup by Poole, the right-hander deals. Fastball inside and high for a ball, and they count 1-0. Blake Bouchain is next to the bag at third. Boy, he had an opportunity with the bases loaded and two outs when Midwest Plains batted in the home half of the fifth but fouled out to the third baseman, Bobby Duffy, for the final out. And a line shot just fouled to the left of the left field line. Eshak way out in front that time. Pulled it foul, and the count will even up at 1-1 on the Harford County center fielder. Now the wind is really picking up, blowing to left. I mean, it doesn't really feel like August, folks. Honestly, it feels like it's September. But who wants to complain? I mean, if you enjoy comfortable weather, this is it. Some people like it hot, but don't want it too hot. And the 1-1 pitch, curveball, fouled again. Poole hung the curve, and Eshak was way out in front, and the count 1-2 on the Harford County center fielder. Five runs for Harford County in the first. A run in the second, two in the fourth. Midwest Plains with a couple of runs in the bottom half of the fourth. 8-2 Harford County in the sixth. The pitch, ground ball back to the mound, fielded by Poole. And a throw to first in time to the first baseman. And that is Aiden Flores. And that is out number one here in the sixth inning. 1-3 play and back to the top of the order. And the second baseman, Garrett McElhinney, will step in. Reached on an error, stole second, stole third, and scored in the first. Doubled, scored, and scored in the second. Reached on the fielder's choice and stole a base in the fourth inning. Pitched to left-hand batter. Swinging a ground ball to short. Taken by Dokes, and the play to first is in time to Aiden Flores. And there are two quick outs here in the sixth inning. If you want to look ahead to the bottom half of the sixth, Midwest Plains will have Moses Dokes, Fisher Mahoney, and Andrew Poole. Phil Winfield walked and scored in the first, had an infield hit and knocked in a run in the second. Tripled, docked in a run, and scored in the fourth inning. Pitch is taken for a strike in the count 0-1. 8-2 in favor of Harford County as they're batting in the top of the sixth. A win here, and they'll be 3-0 in this 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Poole delivers, breaking ball low, and it's off the mitt of the catcher, Mikulek. 1-1. Here's some of the fans rooting for Winfield in the background. The windup and the 1-1. Curveball is up high, 2-1. I mentioned earlier that I think of a guy named Winfield, Dave Winfield, who spent the majority of his career with the Padres and Yankees, spent some time with the Toronto Blue Jays, the Indians, and his hometown Minnesota Twins. He was drafted by three different professional sports teams, not just baseball. 2-1 delivery, outside 3-1. Winfield was drafted as a power forward in basketball by the Atlanta Hawks, drafted by the Padres where he would wind up, and also drafted as a tight end by his hometown Minnesota Vikings. Even though he didn't play football, he had the size to play tight end. 3-1 delivery, inside the high ball four, and Winfield draws a walk. David elected to play baseball and played for more than 20 years, so a great choice for him. And wound up being in the Hall of Fame. So that is the first walk by Poole, and with one down, the first baseman Hunter Wright will step in. Single to the run, took a call, third strike, and grounded to short, throw the first runner back. Incidentally, Winfield was born the exact same day when Bobby Thompson hit the shot heard around the world when the New York Giants came back to defeat the Brooklyn Dodgers 5-4 in the Polo Grounds in New York City to win the pennant. Giants were 13.5 out in mid-August. Runner goes, pitch, hits a ball, the throw down to second, not in time, and Winfield has his second stolen base of the game. He gets into scoring position with one out. Pitch was taken for a strike at the count 0-1 on Hunter Wright. He had a shot heard around the world, and Dave Winfield was born that day. Phil Winfield not related to Dave. As Dave is from Minnesota, while Winfield is from Maryland. Now the sent by the right-hander Poole. He looks towards second. Here comes the 0-1, and the breaking ball. That goes off the mitt of Mikulek, and scampering to third is Winfield. That'll be a pass ball, a pitch that Mikulek should have handled. And the count even at 1-1. So Winfield on third. Two set aside here in the top of the sixth inning. Harford County batting. Leading Midwest Plains by a score of 8-2. The next pitch swing and a foul ball back and out of play. Wright got a hold of that one to stay alive at 1-2. Now Rob Dawson, as I mentioned, he'll be coming out of the bullpen to relieve me for the 5:30 and 8 o'clock games. Just walked into the booth. A pleasure to see him. The outfield toward the right. Now the stretch and the 1-2 delivery in the dirt. And that kicks to the left of Mikulek. Nowhere for Winfield to go as he holds his crowd at third base, and the count will leave it up at 2-2. Todd Noble, the first baseman, winning on deck. Game should start at 5:30, depending on how this goes. Don't forget, Midwest Plains has another chance at the bottom of the inning. Pitch is pulled foul to the right side as Wright was out in front. Phil Winfield. Hustled back to third after running toward home. And the count will continue at 2-2 on Hunter Wright, who started the ball game for Harford County. It did pitch well for 3 2/3 innings. Wright now playing first base for Harford County. Steps out, now steps back in. 1 second stop by Poole. He looks toward third. And a bluff toward third, but no throw as Phil Winfield gets back. Now Poole is ready. He comes set. This will be a 2-2 pitch. Nope, and he steps off the rubber again. Now he toes the rubber again, looking in to Mikulek for the sign. Right hitter comes set. And the 2-2 offering. Breaking ball, and it swung on, hit foul to the dugout along the third base side. It went off the protective fence. One of the coaches picked it up and tossed it aside, and the count continues at 2-2 on right. Japan, one of the teams playing later on, beat the Dominican Republic yesterday 31-0 at Nationals Field. And again, I am not kidding, folks. I'm not exaggerating. 31-0. Dominican Republic came back today, and a breaking ball gets the inside corner for a call. Strike three. Caught him looking. Side retired. First strikeout for Poole. So in the sixth inning for Harvard County, no runs, no hits. No errors, a walk, and one left. We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Last chance for Midwest Plains here in Aberdeen, Maryland, with the score, Harvard County 8, Midwest Plains 2. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Plendenin, from Cal Seniors Yard on the Ripken Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland. Harvard County 3 outs away from increasing their record to 3-0 as Andrew Rickard is looking to finish things out against Midwest Plains. They have been held to 6 hits in the ball game. Wynn Morley will be leading off for Midwest Plains, and he takes a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. He'll be followed by Fisher Mahoney, who's waiting on deck. The outfield toward the right, pitch by Rickard, and the slider missing low and outside for a ball, and the count 1-1. Bobby Duffy near the bag at third. Rest of the infield back deep, and here's the pitch on the way. And the breaking ball by Rickard misses low and inside, 2-1. Midwest Plains had their best opportunity in the fifth inning when they loaded up the bases in 2 outs, but Blake Bouchaine fouled out to his third base counterpart, Bobby Duffy, to end that threat. Fastball inside, 3-1, not the kind of start that Rickard had coming into the inning with Harvard County up by 6 runs, 8-2. Last thing he wants to do is walk the leadoff batter. Right-hander stretches and deals. Fastball taken on the outside corner. There's the strike, and the count is full. 3-2 on Wynn Morley. Right-hander ready. Outfield a bit toward the right. Not too deep. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball hit down to second. McElhenney up with it. Now bobbles the ball. Picks up throw to first. He won't get him. And on at first is Wynn Morley. It was a ground ball hit just to the left of Rickard, who made a diving attempt for the ball. And an easy play from McElhenney, but the left-hand second baseman bobbled the ball by the time he picked up through the first and E4. So a base runner for Midwest Plains to start the home half of the sixth. No one down, and Fisher Mahoney steps in. Mahoney, a right-hand batter. He's had a perfect day, 2-for-2. Single to right in the second. Single to right in the fourth. And the pitch low and outside and off the mid of the catcher. And that will send the base runner, Wynn Morley, down to second base. Wild pitch charge to Rickard. And now the second baseman, McElhenney, looking to cover second. The stretch by Rickard looks over to second. 1-0 delivery. Swing and a foul ball back toward the netting behind the plate and out of play. 1-1 the count to Mahoney. Again, we invite you to stay tuned for the game starting at 5:30 between Australia and the Republic of Korea. Australia, after having a frustrating experience last year, is off to a 2-0 start this year. Pitch is looped toward the right side. It goes foul, heading toward the first base dugout where Midwest Plains is, and Mahoney is falling behind 1-2. Then again at 8:33, time defending champion playing Mexico. 1-2 delivery, swung on and fouled back, and Mahoney is still alive at 1-2. Big gap in left center field, and the pitch look out, high and tight for a ball. 2-2 the count. Now Rickard has to sign. He's into the motion of the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a high fastball. Mahoney strikes out. One gun and Midwest Plains down to their last two outs of the ball game. And for Rickard, that is his first strikeout. So holding it second is Dunkson with one away. The next batter coming up is Owen Cardwell, and he swings and misses in the count 0-1. Now the infield spread out and the pitch, and it's taken down low for a ball, and it's one ball, one strike. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1 ground ball is hit to second, taken by McElhenney. Left-hand second baseman flips on to first in time to right. Juman away, runner moves to third, and now Midwest Plains is down to their last out of the ball game. So it's up to Adam Florence, who's 0-for-2. He bounced out on a 1-6-3 play in the second, and also bounced into a fourth play in the fourth inning. 8-2, Harford County, runner at third, two down. The pitch by Rickard, fastball, and it misses high and away, 1-0. Pacific Northwest defeated New England earlier today, 4-3. Southeast jumping over Ohio Valley, 12-1. And the fastball missing inside for a ball, 2-0. Keegan Feely, the extra hitter for Midwest Plains on deck. The outfield very shallow and a bit toward the right with a runner at third and two outs. Here's the 2-0 delivery and a swing and a foul ball off the mask of the catcher. And the count goes to 2-1. Now the right-hander Rickard looks in for a sign. He makes the 1 second stop, the 2-1. Change up in there for a call, strike two. And now Midwest Plains down to their final strike. 2-2 to count to Florence with runner at third and 2 minutes away. Last of the sixth inning, Harford County leading it by a score of 8-2. Ishak shaded to right center. Down the stretch by Rickard. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Call strike three on the outside corner, and this one is over. Harford County defeats Midwest Plains by a score of 8-2, and they are now 3-0, and they're jumping up and down and celebrating along the third base side. In the sixth inning for Midwest Plains, no runs, no hits, one miscue, and one left. I'll be back with a final summary in just a moment. So the final score in the third game of this five-game schedule here at Cal Senior Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland. It was Harford County 8 and Midwest Plains 2. We'll be back. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland, and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
This is SFMSports.net.
Here are the totals for Harford County. 8 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors, and they had left a total of 7 on base. And for Midwest Plains, 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, they left a total of 8 runners on base. Hunter Wright is the winner. And the losing pitcher, the starter, Lucas Quesada. And now let's go on to the field for the ceremonies.
Number 9, Fisher Mahoney. Congratulations to these outstanding players.
Well, Harford County now 3-0, and Midwest Plains losing for the first time. They are now 1-1. As we have 3 games of the books on tap, and don't forget the world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all the action with SFMSports.net on social media. We will have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SFMSports.net. I'm going to try to make it a short pregame since Rob Dawson will be getting ready in a moment. Harford County getting 5 runs in the first, highlight by a 2-run double by Cotton Noble, an RBI single by Bobby Duffy. Also, another run scoring on an error as well as on a wild pitch. An infield hit, an RBI by Phil Winfield in the second, made it 6-0. And then Harford County was able to get 2 more runs in the fourth inning. An RBI triple by Winfield, his second RBI of the game. He also scored an RBI single by Hunter Wright, who pitched well going in the first 3 2/3 innings to pick up the win. And Harford County defeats Midwest Plains 8-2. Midwest Plains getting their only 2 runs in the fourth inning, scoring on an RBI single by Fisher Mahoney and an error by the right fielder Tyler Schwimming of Harford County that misplayed the ball, enabling Jacob Thompson to score. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up in a very few moments at 5:30, it will be Australia taking on the Republic of Korea, preceded by the pregame show, and Rob Dawson will have it for you right here on SFMSports.net. So for Steve Flendenin, our executive producer, this is Stu Paul, saying thank you for tuning in. Once again, our final score was Harford County 8 and Midwest Plains 2. You've been listening to a presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net. I'll be back here at 10 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be doing the first 3 games, so you take care. Make it a good night. Rob Dawson coming up next on SFNSports.net, Channel 1.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net for audio archives, video interviews, and the latest updates from the Cal Ripken World Series.